I've got five headlines. Headline number one is entrepreneurs and the people who actually dream up these big ideas aren't necessarily guaranteed a seat at the table. This happened with ESPN. Bill Rasmussen, who had the idea to do ESPN, he was pushed out by the money men who came in from Getty specifically. And in HBO's case, Chuck Dolan from Cablevision, Chuck wrote the original memo that gave birth to HBO. He is no doubt the founder of HBO. He sent it because he wasn't able to finance everything on his own. He sent it to his partners at Sterling Cable, where he was working. Sterling Cable had a majority shareholder named Time Inc. And Time Inc. gave him the seed money to start HBO, but he didn't last as long as Rasmussen did. Sometimes the great entrepreneurs, the people who actually invent something, they're not entitled to stay around and be part of the ongoing operation. The second headline is, like many great stories, the precariousness of HBO's infancy cannot be overstated. There were some difficult years early on in HBO's history. And there were several times when they almost hit the delete key on it. The power of an individual, the right person with the right power, can save something, even though there may be a lot of people who are advocating for its dismissal. HBO always had a parent company. And early on, that was Time Inc. And there were a lot of people who, particularly after HBO was losing money, 1976 was its most difficult year. It lost millions of dollars, which was a big deal back then. Jim Shepley, who was the president of Time Inc., basically said to everybody, we're going to stay the course. You can't undervalue the importance of the power of somebody who believes in an idea. The third headline, disruption works. It is a vital ingredient to success. Early on in HBO's history, they decided that they weren't going to mimic what the networks were doing. They were going to do something different. And a prime example of that is the comedy world. If you were a comedian in the late 70s and the 80s, your dream was to be on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And if you were so lucky to get on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, you probably had about a 4.5 minute stand-up. The network censors would basically do a colonoscopy on your stand-up because there were subjects that you couldn't talk about. There were words that you couldn't say. Along comes HBO and Michael Fuchs and others at the time said, listen, we're going to give you an hour. And not only that, you can say whatever you want. George Carlin, HBO comedy special, doing the seven words that you can't say on television. I mean, what could be more mind-blowing than that? Steve Martin, George Carlin, Eddie Murphy, the list is incredible. And I spoke to so many comedians who looked to HBO as one of the major engines of their career. The fourth thing is, once HBO got into original comedy, they decided that, unlike the networks, they weren't going to micromanage the creative process, that one of the ways that they could bring creative talent over to HBO was to give them the freedom and the agency to do what they want. Oz was one of the most important early dramas on HBO, and Chris Albrecht, who was running programming at the time, said to Tom Fontana, the creator of Oz, what's one of the things that you were never able to do at a network? And Fontana looked at him and he said, well, we could never kill off the main lead in the first episode. And Albrecht said to him, do it. When you talk to David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, David Simon, the brilliant mind behind The Wire, one of the things that they bring up is their ability to have a vision for their show and not be interfered with. Then finally, the fifth, When the Lord wants to punish you, he answers your prayers. HBO wreaked havoc on both the movie studios and the networks early on in its history by coming up with new paradigms. And lo and behold, the same thing was done to them by Netflix. And as a result, once you get into 2012, 13, 14, 15, and onward, HBO is on the defensive. They're no longer the only game in town that's offering and playing by this playbook. You can ride this wave of success for quite some time, but then it's only a question of time till someone comes along and does the same thing to you that you did to the people you were conquering decades ago.